I'm Mark Lee. This is Low Profile. This year, instead of doing the April Fool's Day sort of episode that I've enjoyed putting out the last few years, I'm going to share a fun little something that happened on KAOS radio here in Olympia, where Low Profile airs Fridays at 4 p.m. Johnny H., the station general manager, interviewed me and Jack Habegger, who does all the illustrations for the current season of Low Profile. He sat us down and hosted Low Profile during my regular time slot. I didn't really know what he had in store, neither did Jack, but he wound up interviewing us about our previous music endeavors, and he played through some back catalog tapes, if you will. Now, when Low Profile ends on Chaos at 5 o'clock on Fridays, Jack Habegger's Celebrity Telethon is the next show. But since we were live in the studio, we flipped the script on that too, and I took Johnny H. and Jack and sat them down for a couple rounds of questionable music trivia, which is the trivia game I do here in Olympia on Monday nights at Three Magnets Brewery. Come by if you're ever in town. Pretty silly stuff. Hope you enjoy it. Again, you can hear the entire show, it's almost 2 hours long, at patreon.com/lowprofile. And in that show, Jack and I also talk about our current creative endeavors and get into the weeds. It's more like a chat cast than what we do on this show normally. All right, without further ado, here is Questionable Music. My guest today is Jack Habegger, and I've still got DJ Johnny H., host of today's episode of Low Profile, here with me. And before we get started on what is going to be a wild ride today, I'd first like to introduce you all to the concept of music trivia. And for that matter, I'm going to be asking Johnny H. and Jack Habegger, two fellas, both with the initials J.H.
That is correct. Confirmed.
The same questions.
What's your middle initial?
B. And we're going to see.
It is.
Really?
Yeah. For real.
Benjamin.
J.B.H. Two of them?
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
We've never connected that before. That's funny.
Wow. Okay. So.
Everybody listening at home, stop right now. Turn to who you're with. Ask them what their middle initial is. Maybe it's something that you never asked before. It's time you find out.
All right. So this is all, you have two options for your answer for these questions. The answer is either NSYNC or the answer is Backstreet Boys.
The answer is always NSYNC.
Number one, Johnny, a member of this group almost went to outer space.
That is NSYNC.
That is correct.
That's Lance.
Yes.
With the Russians.
Jack, which of the two groups was around first?
Backstreet Boys?
That is correct.
That also correct.
Great.
Yes. Great. Okay. And
well, actually, the true answer to that question is Backstreet Boys, because Wayne County and the Backstreet Boys existed easily 20-30 years before the Backstreet Boys,
yes,
that we're talking about.
Yes.
So regardless, Backstreet Boys.
New York punk classics, and then they just totally changed their genre. Number three for John.
Commercial.
Both bands had their debut in Europe before their albums were released in the U.S.
Oh, wow.
Which group's debut originally included an a cappella cover of Boston's More Than a Feeling was cut from the U.S. release?
I really want to hear it. I'm going to guess the Backstreet Boys. That seems like more their thing.
Oh, sorry.
See? Remember when I said it's always in sync?
Always in sync. It's always in sync.
Which group, Jack, collaborated with Celine Dion on That's the Way It Is?
I do not know. I'm going to say in sync.
I honestly don't remember, and I don't have the answers on this card.
It was probably NSYNC.
Probably.
I don't remember that collab at all.
Yeah. Which group do you think sold more records?
Oh. Well, I know that No Strings Attached is before Adele was the most first week. I feel like the Backstreet Boys maybe had more hit albums because they didn't have Justin Timberlake break off. So it's going to be tough. I'm going to stick with my gut, so I'm going with NSYNC.
You know what? Backstreet Boys, they had more global fans than NSYNC did. So world over, they actually sold a hell of a lot more.
NSYNC didn't have the private jet in the music video like Backstreet Boys did.
No, they didn't. Jack?
Yes.
You guys good for five more questions between the two of you?
Sure.
Okay. These aren't actually questions. Fill in the blank. Two words each time. Two words in a row.
Did we just agree to more questions and then you told us there weren't more questions?
There are no more questions. Complete this Bob Dylan lyric. Oh. Better walk on your tiptoes. Don't tie no bows. Stay away from those that carry around a blank. Two words.
Oof.
You can look at the card if that helps you.
Yes.
You can even sing it if you want.
Real cool nose.
That's correct.
Yes. Great.
No, it was.
I knew you were tricking me because I knew it was three words.
I was
real
looking.
Cool nose.
We were looking for fire hose. Johnny, you want to try?
Very similar.
Number two.
And there's still Dylan. They'll stone you when you're at the blank blank. They'll stone you when you're young and able. They'll stone you when you're at the dinner table.
Oh, you got one point out of two there. It is a table, but
it's not dinner table.
No.
Operating table.
Breakfast. We're looking for breakfast.
I see. Okay.
And how awful would that be?
I played that song the other morning because it was Rainy Day's birthday even.
Oh, man. Yeah. What an awful time to have somebody stone you.
Yeah.
Just starting your day.
Not even awake yet.
Uh-huh. Jack, what's the next one?
It's from Forever Young, and which is my favorite Bob Dylan track.
Oh.
Is it also your favorite Rod Stewart song?
It's also my favorite State of Mind.
Good,
and
good.
Life motto. And it says, may you build a ladder to the stars and climb on blank blank. May you be forever young. And this is the first one I know for sure. It is, may you build a ladder to the stars and climb on Mr. Bean. May you be forever young.
We were looking for camel dung.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's my bad.
I'm so confused right now. Is it really camel dung?
No, the correct answer is every rung. All right, what's the next one, Johnny?
I wish there was something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind and stay, but we never did too much blank, blank. Don't think twice, it's all right. It's crack cocaine. It almost is, like, worse when it's one that, like, you really know, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like, where is the word in my head? There's something you would do or say to try and make me change my mind. Too much. Something anyway.
Can I steal?
Yes.
Talking.
Yes. Never did too much talking anyway.
Talking anyway.
Really good. Okay. That's great.
You also have to remember and be able to, you know, translate Bob Dylan.
Right. Yeah. It's not just phonetic. Okay. One more.
Is this the last one?
It's the last one.
Okay.
From Blowing in the Wind. How many seas must the blank blank sail before she sleeps in the sand? It's like one of the few lines from it that I don't know that well.
Right.
It's not Blind Man. how many seas must the big ship?
It's a white something.
Andrew says it's a white something. White ship? Gondola.
White blank sail before she sleeps in the
If
sand.
You know the answer and you're listening out there, give us a call. Let us know.
We need an adjective for she.
Yeah. The white lady.
Close. The white dove.
Ah.
Because everyone knows
because it's a
doves
metaphor.
Love to go sailing.
Yes. It's what that movie Soul Surfer's about.
Yes. Well, with that said, today we're talking with Mr. Jack Habegger,
Yes.
Johnny, thank you for coming.
Thanks, Johnny, for all that you've done.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for coming on my show, Low Profile with Johnny H. It is such a blast. It's always a joy to hang out with you, too. And, yeah, we should do it again.